You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Max Johnston. Good afternoon. The Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners approved two controversial policies today, including a decision to allow prayer at the start of its regular meetings. Today's meeting lasted for 7 hours. They also reversed course again on an appointment to the Traverse Area District Library. IPR's Taylor Wisner spent the whole day with the commission. She joins us now. So Taylor, to start off, what happened at today's meeting?
Well, there were two policies that got a lot of attention. One of them was the idea to bring back open prayer. So at the start of meetings, before the Pledge of Allegiance, a member of the commission will open the room up if anyone wants to say a prayer. The board used to have a policy to allow prayer at the beginning of the meetings, but after public outcry a few years ago, they decided to get rid of it. The change drew a lot of public outcry again today. Board members said they received several emails about the issue, and there were over a dozen speakers. The room spilled out into the overflow room as people listened to what they had to say. Here's what one person shared.
I plead with you, not on behalf of this council, but please, on behalf of the religious bodies that are so shattered by the politics that are going on within there, please do not increase the dissonance within congregations, temples, everything else. Please don't do this.
That was Stan Verhuell. And a lot of people voiced similar concerns. They said a prayer would create divisions between people in the community, and that made people feel unwelcome. A lot of people said there should be a separation between church and state, and this felt like a kind of intrusion.
Now, was there anyone there that was actually in favor of the prayer?
Yes, so there was one woman who really liked the idea. She said that government officials allow other people to practice their religious beliefs in other meetings in the county, so it only makes sense for people to do the same thing here. Gordy LaPointe from District 6 also said he got a few positive emails about the proposal, but the response on the whole was overwhelmingly negative.
And I also heard there was some commotion about an appointment for a library board seat. What happened there?
Yeah, so this one was a little complicated. Basically, an ad hoc committee of three people reviewed applicants for the library board position last year, and they unanimously chose Susan Odgers. And then the commissioners approved her for the appointment 4-3. But it came out later that Odgers is related to former Commissioner Tom Mayer, and some of the commissioners felt like that was a conflict of interest for him to vote for his wife. Others said it wasn't really a problem because the position was on a volunteer basis, and they didn't really stand to gain anything financially from it. Here's what Odgers had to say as she defended her appointment today.
Do we have 6 degrees or 1 degree of separation in our town? All of you have conflicts of interest. The precedent was set by Commissioner Lathrop with regard to wages and his intimate partner years ago. The conflict was not applied then. So why now?
There was also a question of whether the ad hoc committee followed the rules by choosing someone who lives in Traverse City. The previous board had decided there should be 2 members chosen from the city, while the others should come from other parts of the county. There is some dispute over that since the language was pretty vague. In the end, the board nullified their original appointment and, with an attached amendment, chose to appoint Susan Odgers again.
Now, was there anything else interesting that happened at this meeting today?
Yeah, there were quite a few speakers during the public comment who objected to the change of the meeting time to 8 a.m. They said the change made it hard for working people to be able to attend and also have a voice in the decisions.
Taylor Wisner is a reporter here at IPR. Taylor, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.